building true wealth is something that has eluded most African-American business owners. You may have become comfortable making a high income from your business, but high income is not wealth. This podcast will help African-American business owners build a financial legacy for themselves, their families, and their community. Your host, Ron Escoffrey, is an author, entrepreneur, former Wall Street banker, and financial consultant, and he's ready to help you. Welcome to the African-American Business Owners Building True Wealth Podcast.
Welcome to the African-American Business Owners Podcast, Building True Wealth. I'd like to welcome any new listener that is on the call today or is listening to the podcast. And for those who have supported me all of last year and is again with me today, I want to say thank you and welcome back. I'm your host, Ron Escoffrey. As the podcast title says, Business Owners Building True Wealth. Not just any business owner, but African-American business owners. You see, I'm very, very concerned about the fact that the wealth gap keeps getting wider. And what is intriguing and interesting is the fact that during the COVID-19 pandemic, there's a certain group of people that gain billions and billions of dollars to their net worth, while average American, and especially African Americans, we were plunging into poverty, into despair, and into wondering why we are unable to close this gap. And today I want to talk to you about the gap, because you see, there are some things that we as African-American business owners have to do, must do, need to do, in order to even start closing the gap. Here's my question. We've been listening and doing many things that we were told would make us wealthy. Been doing it for years, yet we're about the same place we were 10, 15, 20 years ago, and in some cases, even worse. What I conclude from that is that does not work. What we were being told doesn't work. We are encouraged to leave our 9-to-5 and start a business. And the gurus that tells us that doesn't really understand where we are. They don't know our age and stage and the fact that we're black. Because they don't know that, and because they don't emphasize that access to capital is one of our biggest problems. Yes, you might have experienced that yourself. You have a good idea. It's hard to get financing. Your business is going well. You've been making some profit. You want to expand. You want to scale, as they say. You'd like some additional capital. You can't get it. Why? Because they do not believe that we can run a financially successful business in the millions and billions of dollars in value. Or maybe it's some other reason. So this year, I'm going to ask you this question. Ladies and gentlemen, seriously, is what you're doing working? That's the title of today's episode. Is what you are currently doing working? Because if you look back, we're not gaining ground financially. We're not bridging the gap. And if you notice recently, there are other obstacles that been put in our ways towards making the kind of progress that we need to make. But before I get into those details, I need a favor from you this morning. I have an ask. I have an ask of you. Oh, it's nothing big. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for a contribution, nor to ask you to buy anything from me this morning. Because see, this podcast is free. It's transformational, it's educational, It's motivational, and I want to inspire you to make the kind of money and build the kind of wealth that is possible here in the United States. The ask that I have of you is first, one, unfollow the Joneses. And you're going to say to me, but Ron, I don't even know who the Joneses are. And I'm going to tell me, yes, you do. They are your neighbors. They are your coworkers. They are even some of your friends. They're the ones that you try to follow, mimic, dress like, drive like, live like. Those are the Joneses that cause you to line up at Gucci, Prada, Louis Vuitton, and buy purses, shoes, and other things that you don't really need. You haven't even asked yourself, why am I buying this? That's the Jones effect. So you may not know someone with the name Jones, but you know some Joneses. And if you search yourself, I have heard this many times. I have worked hard for this and I deserve it. And I would be the least of all to try to dispute that. Yes, we all have worked hard. And every now and again, I think we deserve to treat ourselves. It's only natural. Keeps you going. But there are limits to that. Okay? So that's my first ask. Ask yourself if what you're doing today and what you did last year is making you any more financially secure. My second ask is this. I want you to unfollow the gurus. You see, because you've been listening to the gurus for many, many years, and they're very good. They are the master of getting you to use your credit card to buy their newest and best program. They're the master to tell you where to get the money to make an investment in yourself. Now, tell me, how many courses have you bought? How many investment have you made in yourself via buying courses, doing boot camps, following this person and that person? I would assume quite a few. And you don't have to tell me, but just whisper to yourself. Was it worthwhile? Was it useful? Did I move forward? You answer that yourself. I can't answer that for you. But I will tell you that in most cases, it wasn't. Because we are constantly looking for a silver bullet. It's like a gambler. They've lost $100. They double down and put $200, hoping that they will win back their first $100. They will recoup, they will recover, only to find themselves deeper and deeper in a loss column. See, one of the things that we do very well, myself included, we procrastinate, we make excuses, we lack. And don't throw stones at me, please, because even I am guilty of this. We lack clarity on what we really want out of life, what we really want for ourselves. Yes, we have other people. We get notches and nugs and pushes and pulling and all sorts of things, how to live life like somebody else. But it's not your life. And you go into debt, and then you're still unhappy. You see, if you are not clear about the lifestyle that you want, your business isn't going to give it to you. You see, this time of the year, this is February, most business owners is either in the process of forecasting what their goals are going to be for 2022, what their revenue goal is going to look like for the business, what the net profit is going to look like. But you know, we go into business so that business can support our lifestyle. But while we're doing the projections, the forecasting for 2022, we do not, or seldom, do we have a planned or forecast for the lifestyle that we want today and in the future. You see, we make a lot of money. We have high income. And as I said before, a high income is not wealth. You want to test it? All right, go ahead. Stop working for 3 months. Close shop and go on a long extended vacation. Or if 3 months is too much, just a month. And see if there's any financial hardship. See, being able to buy something and being able to afford something, two different things. Yes, so when you say, I have worked very hard and I deserve it, and I agree with you, but I'm also saying, please pause, take a second and say, can I really afford it? What I really am suggesting that before you make any purchase, especially purchase of goods and services that not necessity, ask your question, will this purchase add to my net worth? Will I be worth more after this purchase than I did before? Or will it just become a liability, a depreciating asset, adding no real value beyond the first couple of usage? I know today we're all hearing the word inflation. As a matter of fact, this morning I saw that inflation potentially could be up to 10%. And I want to use this as a tool to demonstrate to you that some of the things that we're being told is not productive. It's not meant for us. The thing that I'm talking about, which we hear every day, is save, 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 save. Not a bad thing. But if you look at the bank's quarterly earnings, Bank of America made $43 billion last quarter. In one quarter, more than they did the year before. Savings. People were saving. What were they paying us? 0.1%, 0.2%? When inflation is 7%, trending to 10%? What that means, the money you put in the bank that they lend out at 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 30, whatever they choose, percentage, isn't helping you. It's making them richer. Inflation is here. When last did you fill your tank up? Did you see a difference in the price? Have you gone to the supermarket recently? Every day, things are becoming more expensive. That's inflation. And in some instance, some small instance, we got a raise. Oh my gosh, we got a raise. We pay taxes on more income, but that raise cannot buy it much more than we had before. I want you to think about it. So I am not saying you should not save some money, but you should save only to provide a nest egg for investing. You see, you cannot get wealthy off savings. Maybe if your parents started a saving account for you when you were born and kept adding to it for the last 60 years, you might have some money. But it is fed to us that, oh, even at 40, 45, with all the student loans and other debt we have, saving will be the savior. And it's not. It can't be. Inflation is the defender. It will defeat savings. So what is a person to do? Ron, you're telling me that saving has some challenges because inflation will make it mute, will take away its purchasing power. I'll have the same dollar amount in the bank, but now it's costing me more at the pump, in the supermarket, taking a trip. Yes, saving has its place, but investment is what makes you wealthy. So what do you mean, Ron, when you say wealthy? And what do you mean when you say I am acting rich? As I explained earlier, one acts rich when they have a high income and they have a lot of disposable income. They buy Ferraris and Mercedes and Lexuses and Audis and very high-end cars and have a lot of mover up. We move up in our residences more than anybody else. We tend to like to show that we have arrived. And I'm not casting any doubt on anyone, aspiration. I, at one time, was like that. So it's kind of natural. It may even be cultural. I'm not sure. But I'm asking you again, is what you're doing working? Well, how can you tell if it's working? If you did not do this last year, I'm going to ask you to do it this year. Yes, I'm always asking you to do things, not because I like to put you to work, but because I know there's some things that the wealthy people do that we need to start doing if we have not been doing it. And that is one of the things that they do. They always know their numbers. And Ron, what do you mean by your numbers? You should today, especially after you've done your taxes and you've gotten your 1099s and your W-2 and you've worked up your P&L, you should be able to know, what am I worth? Am I plus? Am I break even? Am I minus? So you see, true wealth is really measured by your net worth. And if you're going to have the lifestyle that you want now and in the future, not just now, you have to pay attention to growing your net worth. I spoke to you about inflation and how it's devastating your earning, your purchasing power. I don't have to give you any more or any new examples of that. You have experienced that yourselves. But if your net worth isn't growing, and if you got laid off, you could have a challenge. If you become ill, if you lose your job at a certain age, we can't even go back into the workforce. So what do we have? Yes, I said savings have its purpose. And its purpose primarily are to do the two things. One, for you to have some emergency money. And it's up to you how much. It could be 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever. But more importantly, it's for your nest egg to start investing. And they're assets that are inflation-proof. One is gold, and the other is real estate. I don't know if you have noticed that the prices of single-family homes everywhere, not just Atlanta where I am, but everywhere, don't go to Tampa, has gone up 20-25%, and there's a bidding war for them. That's inflation. But I know that you've also noticed that rents have gone up. Yes, without any changes to the property, rents have gone up 20-25%. I saw this morning where in Tampa, a rent went up $4,000. How can you afford that? Your income didn't change. So I'm not telling you to buy gold. I'm not even telling you to go out and buy real estate, although I wish you would. But I am saying I want to help you to see that what you are doing now may not be working. If you have no saving as a nest egg, or no saving that you can use to buy your first piece of investment property or to buy some gold bonds or gold coins or something, if you are behind the eight ball. And we might say, oh, I will manage. It'll be all right. Yes, we have to manage when we have to manage. But is that what we really want to do? We didn't go in business to just manage and stress and fret. How am I going to meet payroll? In these days, your payroll is a challenge, but not from you're not having to meet it. You don't have enough employees. There's so many jobs out there. The job hop just increased your income. So as business owners, we have some challenges. As Marshall Goldsmith said, what got you here won't get you there. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. Because all I want to do is to help you to transform yourself from one that lives from paycheck to paycheck or one that earns a high income, but if they should be laid off, they're going to have a challenge. Or for one that leaves their 9-to-5 and start in business. And for those that are in business but are stuck, knowing their business could do better but just don't know how. I want to help you. No, I'm not selling you anything. I just want to change your mindset and how you do things. What is the goal? I want you to get clear. I want you to plan your life and make decisions that move you forward. Because I read somewhere recently, and as a matter of fact, I think I have it on my website, www.ronescoffrey.com, that business owners that have a mentor, a coach, or a consultant tend to do better than those who do not. Let me repeat that. Business owners that have a mentor, a coach, or a consultant tend to do better than those who do not. It's not difficult to see if you step back for a second. As entrepreneurs, we think we have all the answers. After all, I'm a business owner. After all, I am the owner of XYZ Corporation, Inc. I must know everything. But that's not true. You may know one thing. I take, for example, most real estate brokers, especially broker owners, they knew how to sell. They were high producers. Now they're a business owner. Yet most of them still are high producers. They're not yet running a business. If their sales isn't counted in the gross revenue of the agency, they would be out of business. So basically, they are not a business owner yet. They need to be. And this podcast is here to help you. Because if you can't leave your business for 30 days, 60 days, for some period of time, and it still operates profitably, you really don't have a business. You have a job. I know you don't like me to say that, but it's a fact. A lot of us leave our 9-to-5 only to form a company and work twice as hard and not making as much money as we did before. So don't always believe the hype. Leave your 9-to-5 and start this. Take this course. Take that course. Go to this boot camp. Not realizing we as African American, we have some barriers that the other people don't have. And most time they are the ones that are selling us these things from their perspective. They don't know that you can't go into the bank and sign for a loan just with your signature. No, you can't. We can't do that. We have to fight to get a proper valuation for a property so that we can get a line of credit. And no matter how long we are in business, they still want our personal guarantee and tie up everything that we own. We have a challenge. This podcast is primarily to help you get clarity on your business and on your personal life. It's here to help you understand if what you're doing is working. And if it's not, what you should be doing instead. It's here to motivate you. You're not alone. You're not all by yourself. You have a community of like minds, people at the same place you are, wanted to talk to you, wanted to give you some advice. But you know, we as entrepreneurs, because we think we know it all, oftentimes we do not surround ourselves with people who know more than ourselves. We have to be the brightest pencil in the pack. That can be a detriment. How can you learn? Who can you learn from if you're the brightest person in your pack? Think about that. Associate with people who know more than you. Ask them questions. Tell them your story and ask them, what should I do next? So, ladies and gentlemen, as I come to the end of today's episode, I'm going to ask you a couple of favors. One, I'd like to hear from you. I'd like to know if you would like to be on this podcast in the future, or if you know someone who would like to be on this podcast or should be on this podcast. Share my email address with them. It's Ron, RONESCOFFERY, @gmail.com. Yes, drop me a line and send me a text, 404-626-1425. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what you would like to hear me talk about in the future. And again, if you know someone who you think should be on this podcast, have them send me their name and number. I'll reach out to them. You see, if you think you are by yourself, I want to assure you that you're not. I'm here for you. There are other people that listening on this podcast that will be willing to reach out for you and not selling you anything. And lastly, if you'd like to know just a little bit more about me, go to www.ronescoffery.com, my website. Look me up. See what I do. See what I offer. See my experiences. I want you to know. I want you to be successful, financially successful, and successful in life. And as I leave you this morning, I say, I hope the rest of your week is good. Call me if you want to. Email me if you can. Look up my website. And I will see you next week, same place, same time. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the African American Business Owners Building True Wealth podcast. Successful entrepreneurs from every field will be joining us on this journey to share their failures, successes, and wisdom. This podcast is for you if you want to reduce stress and recapture a path to true wealth. To learn more about Ron and subscribe to the podcast, visit his website at ronescoffery.com. We'll see you next week.